Now, he goes on here to say something else about the tongue. He says, and the tongue, verse 6 now, chapter 3 of James, and the tongue is a fire, a world of iniquity. So is the tongue among your members that it defileth the whole body, and it set on fire the course of nature, and it set on fire of hell. Now that's where I got the title for my book on James, that is on the third chapter. Hell on fire. That's what the tongue can be. And it is in many cases. And by the way, this little book is available to those that support the program and those that would like to have it and would want to be a partner with us in this ministry and send a gift for its support. But be sure and indicate that in your letter, by the way. Now, this is something that I think is quite impressive, my friend, that the tongue is compared to a forest fire. I don't know whether you've ever seen a forest fire or not, but here in California, they're very devastating, absolutely, in many cases, uncontrolled. They have to burn themselves out in most cases. Now, fire has been, of course, one of the greatest friends of man and nature. In fact, the evolutionist likes to say that the dawn of civilization came when man found out he could use fire. When it was under control, it could warm our bodies, it cooks our food, and it's tragedy, though, when a house is on fire. But when fire is under control, it makes power to turn wheels. The danger is when it's out of control, and you hear a fire siren rushing through the night, and you know there are a group of men making a frantic effort to put it out. Present civilization, even today, is not able to control a fire. A London fire in 1666 destroyed London. Mrs. O'Leary's cow kicked over a lantern in Chicago and started it there. And yet today, we see great devastation caused in our day. And as we've said, some historians say civilization began when man discovered fire. Now the tongue is like a fire. When it's under control, it's a blessing. When it's out of control, it's a blight. It can be a cure or it can be a curse. In Proverbs 12, verse 18, there is that that speaketh like the piercing of a sword, but the tongue of the wise is help. Tongue can be like a sword, kill you, but it also can be health itself. What a picture this is of the tongue. And again, in Proverbs 15:14, the heart of him that hath understanding seeketh knowledge, but the mouth of fools feedeth on foolishness. And now, the proverb I think I've given you before, thou art master of the unspoken word, but the spoken word is master of you. You haven't said it, you can't be held responsible, but once you've said it, why, I tell you, it's been said, like the mistake I made some time ago, and it really was a slip of the tongue because I used the wrong man for General Nathan Bedford Forrest, is the one who said, who gets there the fustest with the mostest. I made a blunder at that time, and it was a slip of the tongue, you see. And you remember that man Simon Peter. His tongue betrayed him, but he denied he knew his Lord. But on the day of Pentecost, who was it that the Lord used? That blundering, stumbling, bumbling fella, Simon Peter. Now, forest and brush fires, they scorch, they blacken, they're a plague. And a tongue can burn through a church, or burn through a community, burn through a town, and even burn through a nation. Now, when it says it's set on fire of hell, there are those that have questioned my use of that word in the title of my book, that this is not the proper translation. The Greek word here is Gehenna. It's not Sheol. Actually, this is the correct word for hell. It is the same thing that you find in Revelation as the lake of fire. And here it's the Valley of Hinnom, where the fire never went out. And this word is only used 12 times in the New Testament. And the Lord Jesus is the one who used it 11 times. And James used it only one time in right here. And this is a correct translation. The tongue set on fire of hell.